This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Woad Woes.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And this is one of my favorite illustrations in the book because it contains multitudes.
Yes.
So I'd like you to take a close look at the rat that's getting its head bit off. And the look of terror and him screaming, you can see.
Yeah. We're looking right down the barrel of his mouth. And anytime you see a rat's teeth, it's a bad news. But here, it's especially bad news for this rat.
Yeah. He's not having a good time. Mm-hmm. He's about to get his head bent off.
Yeah.
And then, the pigeon, which is just being crushed in a fist here. This isn't what it's supposed to be, but it's kind of – well. So this is what's happening. It's kind of tricky, though, because it's not a pigeon. It's got a duck bill. And it's like fighting to get its way out. So at first I thought that was the Woad Woes' thumb, but his thumb is next to it. So there's a duck bill there. This pigeon is like biting to try to escape this thing's grip.
Yes.
As this thing just casually crunches. Like,
oh,
it's pretty something.
Yeah. He is doing a crunch, with a little bit less hair and with less pointy teeth. That is kind of how I eat a rotisserie chicken.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I put down a rotisserie chicken because I moved, and that's a great, like, you just moved and it's just like, I just need,
I just need hot food. I need hot protein to put in my gullet.
Yeah. Well, and you just don't want to eat something bad for myself. Like, I could go and get like a burrito, but I don't want all those carbs. How about I eat an entire chicken?
how about I boil this down to the purest unit of animal food, which is one animal, please.
Yeah, there's something just extremely alpha about having just taken out an entire entity like that, I'm very Woad Woes, and I didn't have furniture set up. Like, I had a Woad Woes night.
Which is sometimes you have to feel the grease run down your chin.
I always feel like I'm in Lord of the Rings when I eat a rotisserie chicken.
So these are awakened baboons that happen to carry a virus that is similar to Vitus 3. No, they're Wiccan capuchin monkeys. They have they live in tribes like baboons.
Yeah. Yep. And of course they're disease carriers because he's just having like a buffet of like city dwelling disease carrying small animals.
Yeah, yeah. He is a sin eater. Yeah. He takes it into himself for the community.
We described him like holding this pigeon and this rat, but he's double fisting them. So he just eats diseased animals. And they're just like mean little idiots. Like, they don't do anything. They're not smart. There's not really like, there's a little bit of the discussion about whether they're secretly sentient.
Right.
But, the lady never, Ellen or Deborah never pops in.
Right. Right. Even Deborah has a line,
Yeah, like she doesn't even get in on this. Nobody's defending these things.
Yeah, there's there's a little bit of like what was either a contest winner or a sideburn. I want to call your attention to the end of the commentary section where it says the species was named by its discoverer, Candace Harrigan. Gary, who is Candace?
I was just Googling that, like, to see if that. So I thought I for sure was like, oh, this is probably somebody who is famous for dealing with these capsaicin spicy monkeys or whatever you said, the capsaicin monkeys. I was like, oh yeah, that'll definitely be her, but it's not.
Huh?
So I have no idea. Huh. There's no Google. It comes with a bunch of white pages results.
So yeah. I wonder if this is a side slam.
Yeah. Or just like somebody who works there.
Yeah.
One of the writers. There is some real dum-dums in the comments who don't understand evolution on a level that like 4-year-olds should understand it, where they're like, these things live for a long time. Wouldn't that make them smarter? Like the people who think that like apes will eventually evolve into humans, like apes that exist now will just wake up one day as humans. if they're around long enough.
Yeah. Well, no, they'll just get smaller and smaller throughout the course of their life, get less hair, turn into a human baby, and then grow up into a human adult.
Yeah, Benjamin Babutin. It's not very good.
But we're ending it there anyway. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.